And time for us to talk track work, and joining us is Darryl Shearer to discuss what happened out at Flemington and also the gallops at Moonee Valley on Monday. How are you, Darryl?
Very well, thanks, Nathan. Yourself?
Yeah, very good. Of course, we had some important gallops at Moonee Valley on Monday with some big stables represented.
Yeah, it was quite busy. That Friday night meeting has attracted some good nominations, and there were Flemington trainers plus 20 cutting across from Caulfield as well to take advantage. So it was a busy morning, as you say.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the key gallops, starting off with Absolute Flirt and Lady Lupino.
Yeah, they're a pair of two-year-olds of Denny O'Brien's, and Absolute Flirt ran really well in that clockwise race at Bendigo a couple of weeks ago, and she's taking good improvement from that. They weren't out to do anything crazily silly. They were over essentially 600 metres, but they cantered in, cantered off from the 800 metres and just cruised home through the last little bit in the home straight in, tick over 25 and a quarter, and both looked really comfortable on the course and were on the bridle through the line. So certainly as far as Absolute Flirt's concerned, she's taken good improvement from that first start experience. And if she goes there on Friday night, you'd be expecting her to be competitive.
Okay, so that's Absolute Flirt, Lady Lupino. What about a 10?
A 10 is one of Tony McAvoy's. He had an older horse's company. Luke Curry was aboard a 10, and he travelled strongly all the way on the outside. And again, they were over 800 metres, and they were a bit sharper the last 400 metres. They were a tick under 24 seconds, and a 10, I'm not quite sure how you would pronounce it, but he was travelling strongly all the way, and Luke Curry had a good hold on him through the line, and took a little while to pull him up, and he looked very comfortable on the course too, and as you would expect from a Tony McAvoy two-year-old, was very professional, well-educated, and again, he's nominated for that two-year-old race on Saturday. I'm not 100% sure if he's going there, but he's certainly well-prepared for it.
Okay, so that's him, and he looks like he's ready to run well. Sher and Zarmanagic?
Yeah, they're another pair of Danny O'Brien's. Sher's a nice, big, strong son of Sepoy, and relatively lightly raced, hasn't been pushed around. And again, they were quite similar, just over 800 metres, pretty relaxed. Neither out to do anything crazily silly. Through the line in about 24 and a half for their last 400 metres, both under a good hold, and again, looked like they enjoyed themselves on the course. It was more a bit of practice on the course than a gallop designed to get them fitter, I would say.
Then we have a look at the performance of Fearless Girl.
Yeah, she's certainly ready to go. She's had a couple of practices around Moonee Valley, and she's certainly fit enough, I would say. Stephen Baster was on her. She was on her own over 1,200 metres, and she settled into a consistent rhythm straight from the off, and she wasn't asked to go any faster. She was through the line in about 25 and a half for her last 400 metres, but nice and relaxed, again, handled the course well, and she's certainly fit enough to go.
And what about stablemate Scholarly?
Scholarly, he's another one that's ready to go, one of Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. He went to the course the last time they were there, and he had an unraced Japanese horse, Kushiro, as company. Brett Preble was on Scholarly, and he was on the outside, and they were over 1,200 metres, and they were pretty casual early, and then more or less built momentum from the 800 metres. Again, through the line with both of them fairly comfortable. Scholarly edged the gallop, but neither were under any real pressure, and he's certainly ready to go to the races wherever Gay and Adrian decide to send him to.
And what about Chain of Fools?
Chain of Fools is in a similar vein. She's a mare that has been doing most of her racing in Sydney, but has been down at the Flemington stable of Gay and Adrian for a little while now, and she's another one that's ready to go. She was with another mare, Aurora Rose, over 1,200 metres, and they were fairly same as the sort of work that Scholarly did, fairly casual early and then built from the 800 metres. Nice, consistent rhythm. They were through the line without any pressure, and just under 25 seconds for their last 400 metres. But Chain of Fools was under a real hold and keen to go faster. And she'll be first up whenever she goes to the races because she's off a break from Sydney. But she's certainly ready to run well wherever she goes, I'd say.
Okay, and we also talk about Fast Stepping.
Yeah, Fast Stepping's similar vein to Chain of Fools. Has been in Sydney, only lightly raced, but you won't miss him when you see him at the races because he's chestnut with, I was going to say a broad white blaze, but it's an odd shape. So punters looking for him on Friday night won't have too much trouble finding him. But Brett Preble was on him, and he had an unraced Choisir colt as company, and as you would expect, really, Fast Stepping probably worked a little bit better, but it was only literally for over 600 metres. They were sharp the last 400 metres, tick over 24 seconds. But, you know, Fast Stepping did it really nicely, and as I said, he's ready to go to the races. He'll be similar vein as Chain of Fools. He'll be first up wherever he goes, and this was good practice for him around Moonee Valley ahead of Friday.
Okay, so we also talk about some of the gallops from Flemington this morning, starting off with Tally.
Yeah, Tally's he's holding his condition well and he looks terrific. He was really brave getting up last start to win the Eclipse Stakes, and he's nominated for the Pakenham Cup on Saturday. And he was on the grass, the steeple grass this morning, pardon me, over 1,200 metres. He was a little bit casual early, but then settled into a nice rhythm and just peeled through his last 400 in a tick over 25 seconds, and more or less maintenance work than anything else, because he certainly couldn't get any fitter. And he's stepping up to the 2,500 metres on Saturday, which could be maybe a little bit of a question mark, but he's certainly very, very well in himself, and the stable couldn't have him looking any better.
Okay, and Plenty?
Plenty is, I'm going to call him a problem child of Chris Waller's. He's got a stack of ability, this horse, but he just needs to get his mind into racing manners. He was the horse that was slow away at Moonee Valley last time and then finished really strongly. But he's nominated for the maiden at Moonee Valley on Friday. And again, it was a fairly standard Chris Waller workout this morning, 1,000 metres on the grass and consistent rhythm. He was just over 25 seconds for his last 400 metres, but he certainly could have run faster than that if he was allowed. He just needs to get his mind on doing things right on race day, Nadia, and he'll be ready to go.
And what about Torgerson?
Torgerson went in front of Plenty. They more or less worked together, but Torgerson was about 6 or 7 lengths in front of Plenty, and he's another one that he certainly couldn't be any fitter. He's had a bit of recent racing, but he looks very, very well in himself, and almost the same as Plenty, just relaxed into it, wasn't asked or allowed to go any faster, through the line in a tick under 26 seconds. He's nominated for the David Burke Memorial at Pakenham on Saturday, and again, he's another horse that he couldn't be any fitter. You know what you're going to get with him, so he'll go there on Saturday and be competitive.
And what about Play That Song?
Play That Song, she had a mate and just sat off him basically to the home turn over 1,200 metres on the grass. She joined in on the turn and then just went through the line, maybe a neck in front, but on the outside, and it was strong work, probably the best gallop of the morning, I'd say, this morning. And she's had a couple of runs back now, Play That Song, and she's nominated for the 800-metre benchmark race at Pakenham on Saturday, and she certainly looks like she's ready to win a race.
And you've been thunderstruck.
Yeah, he's won with Scott Cameron, and he's been patient with him and been taking his time. He's nominated for a 1,600-metre race at Pakenham on Saturday, and he was over 1,200 metres this morning. And again, he was unhurried early and more or less built momentum from halfway. But he was keen to go faster, certainly the last 400 metres, but Scott was actually riding him and restrained him, and he was smoothly through the line with more to give. And again, he's a horse that's done a bit of racing, but he looks really, really well in himself. And he's certainly ready to go to the races at Pakenham on Saturday and certainly be competitive, I'd say.
Okay. Who do you think are the main horses to take out of the session?
I think from this morning, certainly Play That Song looks like she's bursting to win a race, and Plenty. I've got to give him another chance at Mooney Valley on Friday night, but the day he actually puts it all together, I really do think he's a horse with potential. So they'd be the two that I'd be looking to follow.
Okay, thank you for that, Darryl.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Darryl Shearer with his look at track work from